AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A House Speaker ousted for the first time in American history. Sagar Magani has the story.
It was a stunning scene on the House floor.
The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
Kevin McCarthy losing the gavel on a 216-210 vote. It was just the second time the House had ever voted to consider ousting a speaker, coming after McCarthy worked with Democrats over the weekend to avert a government shutdown, a decision he backed earlier in the day.
If I have to lose my job over it, so be it.
And he did, with chief GOP critic Matt Gaetz leading hardliners in challenging McCarthy.
He has failed to take a stand where it matters.
Gaetz during an extraordinary floor debate where McCarthy backers like Tom Cole argued the move would hurt the GOP.
They're willing to plunge this body into chaos.
There is no obvious successor, though Patrick McHenry has been appointed acting speaker. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New York judge presiding over Donald Trump's civil fraud trial has imposed a gag order. Julie Walker explains this one.
The gag order applies to all parties and pertains only to verbal attacks on court staff. It came after Donald Trump recirculated a disparaging social media post about Allison Greenfield, the judge's law clerk, and later took it down. Before the gag order, Trump doubled down on his claim that the lawsuit was a political attack.
It was a rigged deal. And frankly, you saw what was just put out about Schumer and the principal clerk. That is disgraceful.
The post included a photo of Greenfield with Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer at a campaign event. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
In a Delaware court, Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to three federal firearms charges. This is AP News. So how did stocks fare today? Seth Sertel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks tumbled on Wall Street as investors focused on the downside of a surprisingly strong job market. The S&P 500 lost 1.4% Tuesday. The Dow fell 430 points, that's about 1.3%. That wiped out the last of the Dow's gains for the year. The Nasdaq Composite led the market lower with a 1.9% drop. Big tech stocks were among the market's biggest losers. Stocks fell after a report showed that U.S. employers have many more job openings than expected. That raised expectations for interest rates to stay high. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note hit its highest level since 2007. The 10-year yield, which helps set rates on mortgages, rose to 4.80%. McCormick fell 8.5%. The spice maker reported revenue that missed forecasts, partly because China's economy isn't recovering as quickly as many expected. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.